This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.
Kia ora, my name's Rex Lovegrove, and welcome to Colours of the Heart, looking at life's challenges from a place of presence and compassion.
Imagine there's no heaven.
Welcome forward to Colours of the Heart, and you're with Rex Lovegrove, and I'm bringing forth a close friend, Sharon with a Y, and we've been mates for a bit now, 9 months, but that 9 months, what it means to me associated with my heart is a closeness, a speedy development, if you like, and we've turned over a lot of stones, and I've just recently turned 61, and I thought I'd bring my friend on board, and we'll chew the fat in relation to the years that have been, and where I am, where we are, in relation to not only my age, but the challenging and changing times we're in at this present point. Sharon, welcome forward to Colours of the Heart, honey. It's so good to see you and your smile.
Thank you, Rex. It's an honour to be here and be you, asking you questions for a change.
Well, as you know, I've turned the ripe old age, the beautiful age of 61, and there's a few things that I've picked up along the way, and I'm just curious in regard to how you know me, how you feel about me, and any questions that you'd like to place at my lap, sweetheart.
Well, I met you at a meditation class, and that was really interesting. And over the course of the time that we've spent together, I appreciate that you are passionate about personal growth and self-development. And when I know, as I know where you've come from, what your past was like, and you never cease of saying, and you've said so on the show many times, that you have a colourful history. And when I see where you are now, and how much you express presence, which is really a passion of yours, I am curious about how you see how you've developed to this ripe old age of 61.
Well, hey, look, thank you. And as you know me the way you know me, I love stories. And to answer your question to the best of my ability, recently a young fella, young Māori boy at work, he asked a similar question in relation to, you know, where I've been and where I am now. And he says, what's the biggest jewel, Kuro Rex? He says, what's the biggest jewel? I love this young man and his enthusiasm. And I pause for a bit and I says, well, greatest jewel that I can give you, and there's been many a treasures, I can assure you, but the greatest jewel I can give you is you can't die from a snake bite. And he looked at me cross-eyed and a little confused, and he goes, Kuro, what do you mean you can't die from a snake bite? And I says, man, after 61 years, what I've come to realise is that's not the bite that kills you. Situations and circumstances occur in our life, and sometimes they feel uncomfortable. And our stirring and our blaming and our resistance to letting it go, and the resentment and the hate and the madness that settles in our heart is the venom, and that sits with us. So the snake bite won't kill you. but it is your determination to feed through the systems that we call our body, and the intentional hope to even the playing field, but in the process we only stab ourselves in the heart.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a wonderful perception that you've grasped in your 61 years. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's so true.
Well, absolutely. And like yourself, sweetheart, and I know that you've done a lot of personal development. I know that you've done a lot of meditation, and you're a master blaster at meditation. And that's how we really met, wasn't it? Through a process. And I giggled at the end, and you gave me a smile. And the next day, I won't say by accident, by creative faith, we touched base, and we got chatting, we got talking, and the next thing now we've got a pretty profound relationship. And so there's no accidents, and I consider you one of my closest friends. But in your process of your youthful years, because I realise that you just turned a certain age at a certain time just recently. And you're looking beautiful,
by
the way.
And I have to say that 61 is so young.
But what's the tonga? What's the tonga that you've experienced through your years of development and presence and everything that you're involved in? Because, I mean, you haven't stopped turning over the stones either, have you, honey?
No. I actually love stones. And I heard a lovely story today. And from someone who is really interested in healing the soil, healing our earth, which is us really as well, and works in the area of biological fertilizers for the soil. And a client rang up when I was in his presence today, and I heard him talking, and then he got off the phone and he said, it's really interesting, he said, because people come back to me and they say, do I have to put this on the soil, and what will happen if I don't, and why would I do that, and why would we want to put microbes into the soil? Didn't see any advantage in having the microbes there. Because in our, we all think we're doing the best we can with the knowledge that we've got at the time. If we don't feed the soil, then we don't get maximum plants and maximum nutrition for our physical bodies. And he just said to him, would you feed a dead body? Mm-hmm. And that summed it up. And he said, no. He said, so that's why the soil needs microbes.
And I love what you said there, because I can relate it to, because for me, food isn't just about, meat and potatoes. Food is the words that we use, and the exchange that we have in conversation. And sometimes we dine out on some rubbish. Me too. We dine out on some rubbish. That's why I don't listen to the news anymore. Bless its heart, but it doesn't feed my soul. And you're looking at me in a certain way, so it would suggest that you're in line with what I'm saying. Do you feel the same
way,
then?
Absolutely, totally. We are so much more than our words.
Mm.
So much more than our words.
Yeah.
It's an energetic exchange. It's the kinds of words we use. It feeds all of us.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally, absolutely. And I referring to the young fella in regard to the story I said a few minutes ago, and links in with your corridor too, sweetheart, is that the words that we use often are associated with falling, often out of grace, out of presence, out of the ability to be connected and make contact, not only with Papatūānuku, our environment, but also the people that are in front of us. And you know, this young fella asked me some further information, and as I'm feeling it, as I'm leading into it, the next piece of magic from my perspective. I said, never fall in love.
Okay.
I said, never fall in love. And he goes, what do you mean, cuddle? Aren't we designed to fall in love? I said, well, no, we're programmed to fall in love. We're programmed to fall in love. And why would you associate love with falling? Because it would perceive that you're going to fall. And then when you fall, you could potentially hurt yourself. I said, you rise to it, my bro. You rise to it. And I feel for me personally, and I had a mate on last week and from Australia, close friends, mates. And my connection with him is equally as strong as my connection with you, Sharon. And I feel my relationship with you is about rising in love. Rising in love. And for me, it feels different. It's a meal that I'd like to dine out on rather than that's associated with falling in love. That feels like that could give me digestion. Oh, beautiful. Hey, whānau, you with Colours of the Heart, and me and my good friend are just kicking the ball around. And hey, and if you haven't been told today, let me be the first. You are cared for. Kia ora.
Yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and then I wrote down a song. I just can't remember who to say. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you.
Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. I just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I can't make it any other way. My back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Spend hours of time on the telephone line, talking about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines and pieces on the ground.
I always thought that I would see.
That's
what I'm talking about. Kia ora whānau. Hey, welcome forward to Colours of the Heart. And me and my good friend Sharon are kicking a ball around. And in the pause time, we reflected upon what we said. We talked about rising in love and the lessons of life and just our friendship and experience associated with that we lovingly feel towards this unity called Rex and Sharon. And we have a unique relationship. It's a relationship that's built on trust. It's built on empathy and compassion and understanding. And I believe personally it's where humanity potentially could be moving into, is this ability to communicate beyond the norm. And I'm so grateful, Sharon, that you're in my life. You know, hand on heart, you've opened my eyes to what's possible regarding friendship. And you and I, we don't have a physical relationship, though we hug, of course. We have an appreciation for one another on all sorts of levels. But there's no sexual activity here. It's just two people caring for one another. No expectation. It's just mates being mates. And I'm just so grateful that I've been able to have this experience with the feminine energy, the feminine form, without any expectations that I've put upon myself. And you've just loved me through that process. And I couldn't be more grateful for your time, your presence, your smile, and your willingness to play with me in regard to building and forming these new relationships. And I'm just curious, you know, I've shared my heart around friendship, but how do you see it? How do you see it?
Well, I see it the same way, and I am just so grateful to have a man in my life who has no expectations also. And it just seems like pure, unconditional love. Mm-hmm. And I haven't experienced a relationship like this before in my years on this planet Earth.
Your young years on this planet Earth?
And it's pretty cool. It's very cool and quite amazing to have this rapport and trust and feeling of safety. I can say anything, absolutely anything, about myself and my past and my history, and it's accepted with love, and vice versa, and there's no fear. And this is what my vision for the world is, to have relationships with no fear, not based around greed or power or ego or anything like that.
I agree. And some who are listening into this broadcast would suggest, well, you know, that's a big ask. But it starts with connection. It starts with the willingness and intention to create relationships. And you and I, from my perspective, are a model, an illustration of this. And you made reference in the pause time that people see us together and they perceive that, you know, that there is some business going on. But it's just a natural connection, isn't it, love?
It is. It is. And they feel the love. And they really like being in our presence. Because it's presence.
Absolutely.
Which is this wonderful field beyond who we may think we are. Because there's a spiritual aspect to ourselves, as well as the mental, emotional, and physical. And a lot of the people you talk to on your show are working in that spiritual field.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, science has referenced that there is a field, that a quantum field, and we are not as separate as we've perceived to be. We're not this meat suit that just bangs around in the dark, hoping to make life work. We are actually consciousness beyond the physical or perceived physical identity. And I believe that when you and I come together, it's not just, you know, this physical connection, it's this energetic handshake.
It's a really good way of putting it. Yes, it is.
And I'm really, like, really, really curious about, like, I mean, how do you see me? I mean, you've just made reference that we have this really connected relationship, and I toe took all that because I feel that too. But what is it about me that, from your place in the universe, that stimulates and causes you to respond and act in a way in which is perfect in our union?
I'm just thinking that through, because initially, when I met you, I saw your past and thought, wow, and I knew that that was not what you embodied in the present. So I saw bits and pieces of your colourful life. And I thought, wow, what trauma you have gone through, and look at you now, how you have changed. And that, if you can do it, other people can do it as well. So we can achieve anything when we put our minds and our hearts and our souls to it.
Oh, well said. Thank you for that. My heart feels warm in relation to your sharing. And like for me, what I feel really safe around you, Sharon. I feel like I can say anything and you won't be offended. And if you are offended, which is not very often, from my point of view, you know, you take ownership of it. And you name it. You just, oh, I feel this. And you focus in on that, which creates, again, from where I sit, it creates an excitement within me because I don't feel like I have to tiptoe around you, which is opens the door to possibility. And I'm just so grateful for that, absolutely grateful for that.
Vice versa. ditto.
Now we mentioned at the start personal development. I just feel I need to give this particular gentleman a bit of a thumbs up. And we did a program together, well, two in fact, associated with Brian D. Ridgway. And whanau, if you haven't had a look into Brian's work, I encourage you to do so. He is a ninja warrior when it comes to insight and unconditional love. Would you agree?
I would.
Yeah. And it's been very much the glue regarding our relationship. And one of the key notes or kōrero around that he carefully and lovingly shares is that we are all one, that this idea that we're separate is an illusion. And you made reference of it a moment ago, and I feel more and more the people that turn up in our life that seem to piss us off the most are actually lovingly reflecting an aspect of us that we haven't expressed. And Brian's work is very much in line with that. And has that been your experience?
It wasn't my experience when I first listened to him. When I hear how he explains it, then it made sense. That people only turn up in our lives if there's an aspect of ourselves that we need to acknowledge and ask, what's in this for me? What is in this for me? And when that's discovered, that person sometimes disappears.
Aye. And I love what you said in that moment, because that's how I feel our union has developed. Because it's created room, having that whakaaro, having that way of thinking where whatever turns up that seems outside of us, you know, someone making noise or a statement that causes disruption in our energetic field, and then being able to actually view that through the process of presence and breath and acknowledge the feelings and love that aspect, that little boy or little girl that requires, you know, that attention called aroha. And in doing so, it creates room for relationships such as what you and I have, sweetheart.
Yes, and there's a lot of chaos in our world at the moment and a lot of suffering. And Brian's work helped make that sense of that for me, because we are all creating this collective reality together.
Mm. Yeah, beautiful. Well said. I feel you. You loving soul, you. Hey, look, whānau. Hey, look, you're with Colours of the Heart. We're kicking around the ball, and we're just sharing that's pertinent to us. And I've put my good friend, sort of semi on the spot in relation to this corridor, simply because I just felt the need to express what's possible in regard to friendship and connection. And I feel really passionate about the fact, from my perspective, the fact that we are moving into a new time and we're starting to actually engage internally what's possible in relation to change. And I'm so grateful that you've come on the show, Sharon. I'm just so grateful because I see you pondering near my darling.
I'm just thinking about peace and harmony and as I let go of any unexpressed anger in me or acknowledge it, I'm creating more peace in the world.
Yes.
And we sure need that.
We do. Yeah. We absolutely do. And thank you. Thank you for playing with me on Colours of the Heart. Hey, whānau, thank you for your participation. Love ya. Kia ora. Thank you for your time and your ears. If you are inspired and stimulated by what has been said, you can contact me at Mountaintop Life Coaching and look forward to hearing your feedback. If you haven't been told today, let me be the first. You are cared for. Kia ora. Imagine there's no heaven.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.